Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, it's o'clock. We'll call council back into session. Please rise. We have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sally, do you want to call the roll again, please?
Ernest?
Here.
Linsman?
Here.
Ringel?
Here.
Stigers?
Here.
Moore? Youngquist?
May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We have seven items on the consent agenda. Does anyone wish to remove anything for a separate consideration? No. Okay, may I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion for consent items 1 through 7.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. We have mayoral appointments of Jamie Blue to the Planning and Zoning Commission and Aaron Smith to Parks. Is that right? Okay. May I have a motion to affirm those appointments?
Moved.
May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We have two special events. Oktoberfest from the Chamber wishes to change some dates. Any comments or concerns on that?
Make a motion to approve the change date for Choco Fest for the Washington Chamber of Commerce to October 19th, 2023.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. St. James Fall Festival, and I see we have Jeremy here to answer any questions that we might have.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Benito here again for St. James Fall Fest. I'm not sure how a year went by already, but so our event will be the same as last year, dinner and auction. We'll pass to close the street right in front of the Casey Hall. We'll have kids' games in the school parking lot, and the rest of our event will be at the Casey Hall yard. Dinner and auction, like normal. That's all.
Any questions for Jeremy?
Borrow some picnic tables and walk down the street.
It's a nice event.
Question.
Yes.
Do you have a rain date?
No. We okay. Usually do it in the rain.
So you have to come back to us again, though, if it rains. Okay.
Yeah, I think we've done it in rain before, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it's shining though.
Yeah.
No further questions.
You've been pretty lucky, I think, over the years.
Not done with.
Yeah.
I'll motion that we approve the St. James Fall Fest.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank you.
Presentations from the public. Two folks have signed in. Jeremy, we've taken care of your project. Doug, you had something you wanted to.
Yes, we wanted to have that city council, the grass road. They sent Ivan some pictures and he sent them to the city administrator. You know, it's not basically the homes, it's the apartment complex. I took pictures of grass 10, 11 inches high. And they don't even mow, maybe once a month. People in charge of the department. I saw people out there at barbecue and they had to stand up. And the kids can't even play on the lawn, the grass is 12 inches high. This is getting to a point where it's not affecting any of us. I imagine we all like mowing our yards and keeping it neat. But imagine being in an apartment. You can't go outside and do anything in the grass, grill, or let your kids play. And it's getting to the point, it's getting ridiculous. Well, I was just wondering maybe if you could take a hard look at the ordinance and change it, let's say to 6 inches for the limit. By the time they mow it, it might be 9 inches.
Okay.
And like I said, Ivan emailed the picture to the city administrator. Do you have them to look at?
Okay, we'll follow up on that.
Because yeah. You live in an apartment complex.
I think the ordinance probably covers the height of the grass.
It does.
They just need to be encouraged to obey the ordinance. Yes. Yeah.
I know what the ordinance is. I think it's 9 inches.
8 inches.
Is that right?
Eight.
Well, this is getting ridiculous. They're letting them grow. Like I said, the beginning of the year and last year, they mowed it once a month. And would you let your lawn get that high? I don't think so. And you wouldn't want your kids out there playing.
No.
And something's got to be done. I'm just asking the agreement.
Yeah, we'll follow up on that. We'll make sure.
You wouldn't want this if you were living in an apartment.
No. Is that the apartment up on north?
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate you all listening.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any business to bring before the council? Anyone online wishing to speak to council? Okay, we'll move along to claims. Did anyone have any questions regarding the claims?
I received two questions. One was regarding the $2,300 for Aaliyah meals, and that actually will cover Devin's meals for the full 16 weeks that he's at the academy. And then there was another question regarding Liberty Doors under financial administration for $77, and that was to make some adjustments to Kelsey's door for when she comes back.
Any other questions?
Make a motion we approve the claims for August 15th, 2023.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Under new business, discussion and consideration of update to sidewalk inspection program. I believe there's a sheet there that talks about a couple of things that came up last time. Anyone have any other concerns or questions they'd like to bring up now?
I think this reflects the discussion we had at our last meeting, so that's good. I noticed maybe a couple of like small grammatical errors, so we change those before this becomes finalized.
Yeah, I can. Perfect.
Okay, I can just email you what I noticed.
Okay. If we all approve that, then someone want to make a motion that we accept those updates.
So this isn't an ordinance or anything. We just vote it.
Right.
We just vote the one time and we're done.
Yep.
I'll make the motion that we approve the updates.
Please make it official. Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay. Thank you. Discussion and consideration of the fire department storage building expansion.
Hi, Council. Got kind of the info in front of you that we're requesting to do. Just a couple highlights. The existing building out there, we're looking to add on 24 feet to the north, match the existing building, same color. We're looking to enclose the lean-to area of it right now and add an overhead door. We are going to heat the building and put some insulation in it. We have got donations for a bunch of the work already. The highlight will note here that there will be actually no cost in the city's budget or general fund or any money. It's all funded through donations and Firemen Association money. So we're looking to put in here our future home trailer. We have a new boat that we received. We have a dive trailer with ice rescue equipment that we're going to put inside there to make room for new pickup in the station. So kind of got a sketch. We have a contractor selected. Just looking for your approval to do this on city property. So answer any questions you guys might have.
I make a motion we approve the expansion of the fire department storage building directly behind on the alley of
Third
Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Third Avenue.
Yep.
For now.
I can second that.
Okay. We have no other questions, and all those in favor signify.
I like the word no.
Aye.
No cost.
Aye.
Yeah.
The top one
is there. Those opposed, same sign. No opposition. Okay.
One follow-up question. Since you mentioned the bone trailer, is there anything we're waiting on before we?
I got two different quotes for that. One is a little higher than what I anticipated. So I'm working through some of that because the one I did find is that would fit the budget is made in Canada, and I'm not familiar with them, and I'm not sure I trust that dealership. The other one made in Kansas, but it's higher. So I need to talk with Vienna a little bit more and okay. Try to adjust some things so we can bring it to you. But that will be coming soon.
Great. Thanks.
We have Carrie Ann here with some good figures on the public library mix space, which council toured this evening, and it's very interesting. It's going to be a nice area down there.
So you can see bids came in well under what the initial estimate was for the makerspace area. So our lowest responsive bid was for from Reed Construction in the amount of $400,000. So you're just seeking your approval,
then
you can work on the contract.
Thank you. Any question? Okay, this is a resolution. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Sally, would you call the roll, please?
Linsman?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. Okay. Now we have a resolution adopting preliminary plans and estimate of cost for the pavement striping and signalization of the project on East Washington and South 12th. Very excited that this is moving along, although be it slowly, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a resolution. Anybody have any questions or comments on this before we vote on this? May I have a motion to?
So we're voting on approving the estimate then, or?
Yeah, the preliminary plans and estimate.
Cost yeah. estimate. And if there are any further questions, Leland is on Zoom, so. Okay.
So we are striping it to three lanes before mm-hmm. we get the light, or is it going to be after?
It'll probably be a combined project, okay. But I don't know if Leland has any further ideas on that.
Yes. So with the funding sources, this will all go as one project. So then what I kind of envision happening is they will do the intersection widening, get the bases in for the traffic signal, do the striping. Then there'll be a bit of a delay while they're fabricating the signal poles. And then that takes, 3-4 months. And then they'll get the poles installed. So this is scheduled for this will be bid through the DOT in January. So probably construction will start around May.
Okay. And where do you see the striping being done? Will there be a long period, I guess, before the light's working and we have the three lanes?
So that'll be up to the contractor kind of on their mobilization. So we really won't have a solid answer on that till we get a bid, get the contractor, and get their schedule.
Okay.
Any other questions? Or Leland? Can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the
second.
Sally, would you call the roll, please?
Rangel?
Yes.
Steggers?
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. Okay, thank you. It'll be a nice project when it's done. Discussion and consideration of a resolution adopting a highway agreement for highway safety improvement program grant with the Department of Transportation. You want to speak to that?
So the next three resolutions are all agreements in regards to the different funding sources that we have for the intersection and the 3-4 lane conversion project that were just approved. So we need to have a separate consideration for each of the agreements. And I did include in the with each of those a memo that kind of outlines the source, the how much we're getting from each grant, and then how much local we have to provide.
Yes, thank you for that. Any other questions on this?
Make a motion we approve the resolution adopting agreement for the highway safety improvement program grant with the Iowa DOT.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Sally, would you call the roll on that one, please?
Steggers?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. Then we have consideration of the resolution adopting an agreement for an urban state traffic engineering program grant with the Iowa Department of Transportation.
I'll make the motion we approve the USEP agreement with the Iowa DOT.
Second that.
Thank you. Sally, would you call the roll, please?
Glinsman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steggers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. Finally, we have a resolution adopting an agreement for a surface transportation block grant with the Iowa Department of Transportation.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the agreement for a surface transportation block grant with the Iowa Department of Transportation.
Second.
Thank you. Sally, would you call the roll, please?
Rangel?
Yes.
Steggers?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. Okay, we've got that tucked away now. We can move on here.
Thank you.
Discussion and consideration of the second reading of the ordinance creating a chapter 158 establishing a downtown vacant building registration process code of ordinances. Any comments or questions on that?
We'll make a motion we approve the second reading of the ordinance creating a chapter 158 for downtown vacant buildings.
Second.
Thank you. Sally, would you call the roll on that, please?
Steggers?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. Under old business, I don't think there's any action on either of those items at this time.
No action.
Nope. Hopefully we'll have the Murphy stuff all ready for you for the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're almost to the 2-foot putt.
Oh.
Of course, if you see me putt, too.
It might be a one.
Yeah, trust me, you see me, bud.
Okay, well, we'll hope you're having a good night when that happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Departmental report, Chief.
I think I should probably talk for a long time. So
you know, that's okay.
That's what I mean. Holy cow, 17 minutes. The July activity report was in your packet. I owe you a speed trailer deployment report for South 15. I've got that sitting on my desktop. I need to send it out. Officer Schneider will be graduating from the academy on Friday, and he'll return to duty next Monday to complete his field training. And the week after that, Officer Breezy will go to start his 16th week. So we'll get everybody trained up and up to full force by the end of the year.
Good. Okay.
That's all I have.
Any questions for Chief?
How long do they have to ride with another officer?
We do 4 or 5 weeks before the academy, and then 7 to 8 weeks once they return.
Couple of citations for nuisances, and then hopefully, like I said, finish up and Murphy stuff for next meeting.
Thank you. Deanna?
The only thing I have to update for my report is we should have that inserter valve for the East Main Water Main project tomorrow or Thursday. So hopefully we can continue moving forward with that project.
Any updates on Main Sidewalk when Jones will be?
Jones is supposed to be coming in Thursday, is what the last we heard. So.
Okay. All right, let's go once around. Bethany, you want to start?
I don't have anything tonight. We'll keep it short.
Same
here. Okay. Fran. The only way that needs a job, we need janitors. We're down to one at my school, and we're down one at the high school. So and it's not a good time to be the only guy in the building.
No.
But it's fun. Got to keep me busy for 8 hours every day.
Go fast.
Oh, yeah. That's all I got. School starts next week. Yay.
Unbelievable. The shortest.
Already, ever, yeah. It's like I think we just got out and we're going by.
Really? No. Well, I guess I don't have anything either. As far as I know, things are pretty well in town going on, and had some nice events downtown and some stuff coming up that I think will be fun. So I can look forward to that. Well, thank you all for coming, and we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Okay.
I really don't have anything for tomorrow's meeting.
Okay.